Oh, we would make scooters. You find an old skate and take the two wheels for the front and two wheels for the back, and a homemade scooter. And we made all sorts of things with spools, and I made one the other day for my little girl. You cut all around the spool and with a rubber band and a piece of wax. They call it now auto spool, and you wind it up with a pencil and it'll travel along the floor. We'd get under the house. The house wasn't closed in at the back. And on rainy days, you'd make all sorts of roads in the dirt and have your homemade cars and blocks of wood. And
you ever have to hear about Flying Jenny?
Oh, yeah. Flying Jenny, we had those.
What was that?
Well, the boys would fix a big post, stick it in the middle of the yard someplace, and a straight post. And then they'd take a 2x4, and you'd have to have a strong, I don't know what you'd call it, not a nail, but spike-like, to run down through that 2x4 in that center. And then at the end, they'd have to be stronger, I guess, than a 2x4, unless maybe a 2x8. And then they'd nail a piece of wood near the end for you to hold on with your hands, and then you'd sit on it. It's sort of like a seesaw, except you'd go round and around. And the big boys would get that thing to flying around, and we'd have some accidents and get knocked in the head. And oh yeah, that was a Flying Jenny.
Did you ever anything you tried to keep your balance on? Roll what you stood on?
Like walking a barrel or something.
Juggling board?
No, can't
if
think of that.
Children are on a seesaw. What would you say? The children are what? What would be the verb you would use?
Balancing?
You wouldn't say they were balancing.
Well, they do have to balance in order to see.
What are they? If they're on the seesaw, what are they doing?
Seesawing.
What do they use? They teetering or seesawing?
No, I don't use that word.
If you had a coal stove, what did you keep your coal in?
They had, they'd call it, go get a scuttle, I believe. They'd call it a scuttle of coal. And it was like a bucket that had a spout-like mouth. But we didn't use that too much when I was a little girl, I don't think. We did have a two-eyed heater, though, that was our heat from the kitchen, and we'd cook on it some, but it was mainly for heat and cooking little things like cornbread and keeping the water. We'd have to keep a kettle of water to keep the air from getting too dry. That was the heat, though, mainly.
If you did have a stove, you would have to have a what through the ceiling?
A chimney.
Would you call it a chimney?
Well, let's see, stove pipe, I guess we called it, a stove pipe. Because sometimes the things would get clogged up and then your whole room would get smutty and sooty. Just right after you'd washed your curtains.
If you had a lot of stuff to carry about the yard, what would you usually put it in? As one wheel.
Wheelbarrow.
If you're gonna, if you were going to sharpen an implement, like a hose, out in the yard and you could carry it around, what would you usually sharpen it with? What would you call it?
Well, I used a file.
Mm-hmm. Not a whetstone.
Yeah, they had a whetstone. You have to have the whetstone, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how they did.